Welcome to episode 345 of Awards Daily's Water Cooler Podcast. I'm your host, Clarence Moy, and I'm joined by the other two M's plus a special guest. So M's and special guest, let's go around the cooler and tell the listeners who you are and where they can find you on the internet. Special guest, we'll start with you this week.
Okay. My name is Shalal. And I'm a special guest.
I'm still laughing, even though you didn't do your...
You didn't do your Twitter handle.
I was going to be so good, too.
I no longer want people to follow me. Don't follow me.
All right. Megan?
Hi, I'm Megan McLaughlin. You can find me on Twitter at HeyDudeMeg.
Joey?
Hi, I'm Joey Moser. You can find me on Twitter at JoeyMoser83.
And again, I'm Clarence Moy. You can find me on Twitter at Clarence Moy. So, how are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Doing all right. Jalal, welcome.
Thank you.
It's very good to have you on to talk about closing out the 2021 Emmy season. Even though this was more of a little bit more of a normal season, I'm still ready for it to be over.
Yeah, kill it.
Kill it dead, because... I don't know. There's some races here, but there's a lot of predictability here too, which I assume we're going to be talking about tonight. Which, of course, tonight's conversation is about the comedy Emmy races. We're going to start with over the next 3 weeks. We're going to start looking at predictions of winners in the major groups: comedy, drama, and limited series. And we're going to start with comedy because. I just want to get that out of the way, I guess. I don't know. This is what we picked.
I love comedy, so I'm excited.
No, I love comedy too, but I like there to be more of a robust nomination pool.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I love Ted Lasso. I love Hacks. There's a lot of good comedies on. I mean, it's not...
I would say...
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it's just unfortunate because I think... There's two really strong shows that are some of the best shows in recent years in terms of comedies, and it's just filled out with the worst shows in recent years.
What are the worst shows?
Well, I shouldn't say worst shows. Yeah. I should say in terms of like what is nominated in the past couple of years. I won't say worst shows.
Okay.
Period. Okay.
So what we'll do is we'll go through the major categories in the comedy race, which are comedy writing, comedy directing, guest, actor and actress, and then the supporting actress, actor and actress, and series, and talk about who we think the winners are and what the potential spoilers are and any kind of other interesting tidbits that tumbles from Jalal, our Emmy expert's mouth, which I'm sure will be fun.
It always is.
Always is. We get the tea from on the ground in LA.
I don't have any tea this year because I was lied to.
Oh.
That sounds so upsetting.
I am upset. The one Emmy event I went to was not the truth. I was so upset. Okay, this is a tangent, but this is important because I want the world to know. I got invited to the Hacks pop-up where they drove in front of the comedy store and did like a tour on top of like a double-decker bus. And it was supposed to be like a surprise, but everyone knew about him. And it was the cast of Hacks. And afterwards, I was told that we would get free tickets to go and see the set in the comedy store that night. And they made it seem like it would be like Meg Stalter and everyone. And we go in and you have to have, there's like a 3-drink minimum or something. And we sit there and me and my friend sat there for 3 hours when we realized that it had nothing to do with Hacks and that it was just tickets to the comedy store.
Oh.
And so it was sorry. Like really old comedians telling transphobic jokes. And like,
oh,
they were like very jokes? Old. What was that, Joey?
You said what jokes?
Transphobic jokes.
Oh, no.
It was just like a really weird, had nothing to do with Hacks. And I was so disappointed, although the best part of the night was we were to the side and it was about an hour in and we were just like, we don't want to do this anymore. And the man on stage was really not funny. And then this man comes up and stands next to me and looks at the stage and deeply sighs and then like shakes his head and then goes backstage. And I turn to my friend and I'm like, was that Marc Maron? And he was like, no, 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 it couldn't have been. And then the next person to come on stage was Marc Maron.
Oh, my God.
So I did get to see Marc Maron. He was, like, the one good comedian.
Love Marc Maron.
He was brilliant. Like, it was, like, if anyone has the opportunity to see him live, it was just, like, I've always enjoyed him, but seeing his comedy live was really cool. And it was only, like, a 10-minute set. So, like, I would love to see him, like, do a full set. But just the fact that I got to see him openly just shake his head and sigh at whoever was on stage.
I love that.
And I can absolutely on stage see that, too. Yeah.
It was so good. So that was worth it. So I got to see an Emmy snub perform. I'll say that.
I will forever feel bad for him, for Lynn Shelton's death and how
I know.
Hearing that podcast after she died, how devastated he was.
He posted something about her recently. I think it was her birthday. Mm-hmm. It's still. I mean, it hurts for people that don't know her. So I can't even, she was such a talent. So I can only imagine.
Well, when she passed away, it surprised me, how much it affected people. Mm-hmm. And I think it just speaks to, what type of person she was. Because, I remember I was supposed to do an interview with someone. It was literally, 4 or 5 days after she died. I don't know if I can say, I think I can say this. I was going to interview Caitlin Dever. Mm-hmm. And it was, 4 or 5 days after Lynn Shelton had already died, and that morning I get a call from the agent. They were like, oh, she's still too upset and shaken from Lynn's death. Aww. And it was heartbreaking. So I was like, oh, of course, we can reschedule it for a couple weeks or now. But it was just the fact that Lynn Shelton was the type of person that affected everyone around her that way. I just kind of because I wasn't as familiar with Lynn Shelton's work. I think I'd seen some of her films, but didn't know much of her as a person.
Yeah.
Well, she was great to talk to. She talked to me for 45 minutes, and she just was so full of life and effervescent and just so pleasant to talk to. She laughed a lot. I mean, she just, you felt like some people, they're just super cool, right? They're too cool for the room. She was just like, I love making movies. I love making TV. Marc Maron is a great actor. Go watch this movie about the sword. And it was just this huge conversation. It was so sweet. And then 3 weeks later, she's dead.
Yeah.
Did we ever find out why?
It was a blood disease, I think.
Yeah.
An undiagnosed rare blood disease.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Yeah. So tragic.
Very. So anyway, let's talk about comedies.
Yeah, after that.
So I'll kick things off with writing. The nominees are Girls 5 Eva for the pilot. Oh, God, I just lost the screen. Damn it. Sorry.
That's it.
Oh, I have it.
One nominee, and that's the only winner.
It's Hacks.
I got it. Oh. Yep. Go ahead.
Pen 15, Ted Lasso, Make Rebecca Great Again. Oh, I guess I should have had the other ones, too. Then I lost.
Here. It's right.
The pilot. Pen 15, Play, Ted Lasso, Make Rebecca Great Again, Ted Lasso, the pilot, and the flight attendant, In Case of Emergency.
Is that the pilot?
Yeah.
Yes.
So who's the front runner here?
I think it's Ted Lasso. Oh.
Well, if I'm sorry, I'll just jump in. I think I just think that if you think of Hacks and Ted Lasso, which I think a lot of people are thinking are the front runners of mm-hmm. this category, I think that Hacks is much more of a writery show, whereas Ted Lasso I feel like a lot of people love the direction. I mean, the writing's really good. I'm not saying the writing's bad, but I mean, I think the writing is more noticeable of quote unquote good writing on Hacks. Whereas Ted Lasso, I think a lot of the emotional stuff, it does come from the writing, but I think people will perceive that, the direction and the performances bring that more out.
Because I think that I didn't love the Hacks pilot as much as everybody else. I don't actually know if I think that the writing on Hacks is as good as Ted Lasso. But I think that they might give it to Ted Lasso because they took a like a NBC character and made it into this like full-fledged
That's
character.
A good point, yeah. Well, I think the only other point probably is if the last time a show was nominated and won, other than Schitt's Creek with more than one episode nominated, was like 30 Rock, I think.
Yeah. Well, it is worth pointing out those 2 years that Master of None won this award, even though Master of None was never the front runner. It's because like the front runners split the vote. Like I think both of those years were the years that Veep was like winning comedy series, and then Veep was nominated for multiple awards. And then it was also the year that Atlanta was nominated for multiple awards. And then Master of None kind of pulled ahead.
I can't believe Atlanta does not have a writing Emmy. Like that's
kind of crazy. I still think Ted Lasso's pilot will pull it out, but I mean, well, yeah. That's just my opinion, but I could totally see, you know.
I think this is one of the few close comedy races, honestly.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because like it's like the two thing, writers are predictable, the Emmys and the awards in general. They have two favorite things. They like British things and they like shows about themselves. So it's like very
hard. Oh, you're right. This is very hard. Because this is both. Wait, Clarence, what do you think?
I have a hard time with the splitting, the vote splitting. Ted Lasso did win the Writers Guild, but it was only against itself. Let me restate that. It only had one nomination. So I'm leaning toward Hacks, but I also don't think. As somebody who loves Hacks, I think Hacks got better as it went along. I agree too. The pilot is fine, but there's much better material there than the pilot. But the vote splitting, I don't know. I'll probably go with Hacks, but I do see if they're going to vote for a Ted Lasso, it's probably the Ted Lasso pilot.
Worth pointing out that this category is something that in the past 3 years has always gone along with whatever wins comedy series, too.
Which is why, not to jump to the next category, but I think that's where, if we're talking about directing, I think that's where Hacks could pick up something.
I think it's the flight attendant.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and jump to comedy directing. And Joey, why don't you take us there?
Sure. So, comedy directing, Be Positive. Remember, that's a show for the pilot. Oh, well, I mean, it's directed by James Burrow. So
that's why I got in. Yeah.
Yeah. The Flight Attendant for In Case of Emergency, Hacks, There Is No Line, Mom, Scooby-Doo Checks, and Salisbury Steak. And Ted Lasso has 3 episodes. Biscuits, The Hope That Kills You, and Make Rebecca Great Again.
I think you might be right, Joey. I think it might be The Flight Attendant because it is a very well directed, like very dynamic looking show.
And she won the UGA. Really, yeah, it's. I think it's like beautifully paced. Like it really sort of. I don't know. I feel like the episode is kind of like you're running a little late at an airport and it's trying to like get your attention. I mean that as a compliment. Completely. I just think a show like that juggles the tone so much. I think it does a really good job of introducing a lot of stuff. So,
yeah. What do you think, Jalal?
I went with Hacks. I'm looking at my predictions on my own little chart, and I'm remembering for writing, I did predict the Ted Lasso pilot. So. that shows I'm going to go back and forth on the writing category a lot, but here I went with Hacks just because I think Hacks is a lot more popular than we realize. It's like very, very popular. And part of me wonders if The Flight Attendant is losing momentum just because it came out so long ago.
I think it is.
But I think it's hard. And I also think this is where Ted Lasso will split the vote because none of those 3 episodes stand out above the other. Unless they want to honor Zach Braff, which I don't think they will. So I am predicting Hacks, but I could see it going to Hacks or The Flight Attendant. Yeah, and on a side note, what are they going to do when Mom is over and they have such limited, multicams to choose from?
Oh, I know. Jesus. I was wondering about that too.
Will they finally recognize the Connors?
Probably that would be nice.
Is the Connors coming back next year, by the way?
It is. In fact, they just announced that their first episode of the fourth season will be live.
I have a question. Is Roseanne making money off of that show in some warped way, even though she's not on it?
That's a good question.
I was thinking about that today. I was like, whatever happened to her? I was like...
Please put that on Twitter and see what people say.
Okay. Whatever happened to Roseanne?
Whatever happened? Sometimes I think of like random celebrities and I'm like, whatever happened is like, I randomly thought of Audrey Tautou from Amelie the other day. And yeah. I was like, I haven't seen that bitch around in a long ass time. Where is she? It's like, you can only have one French star at a time in America.
And we got stuck with Marion Cotillard.
All right. Anything else on comedy directing?
No.
All right. So let's go through the guest categories. Now, we just did a podcast on that a few weeks ago, but Megan
told me we were doing guests.
Oh, yes, we're doing guests.
Okay. Yvette Brown for a Black Lady sketch show. Issa Rae for a Black Lady sketch show. Jane Addams for Hacks. Kristen Wiig for Saturday Night Live, Maya Rudolph for Saturday Night Live, and Bernadette Peters for Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist.
Jesus Christ.
I think it's going to be Jane Addams.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I kind of do, too.
She's really good, too. I mean, this whole category is very good. Wait, who's not winning, then?
Kristen Wiig and Bernadette Peters.
You don't think they're winning?
No, do you?
I don't know. I just think, like, I think Jane, I mean, I would go Jane Addams, but I could see people being like, give Kristen Wiig an Emmy or give Bernadette Peters an Emmy. She does. She doesn't.
Kristen Wiig, yeah.
No, she doesn't.
Didn't she win co-Emmy with someone?
No, that was Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Well, is this what they want to give her an Emmy for?
Right. Yeah.
And Maya Rudolph won last year.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Maya Rudolph twice, honestly.
That could happen, too.
But I think it could be any... I think Jane Addams is a good chance.
Things is not like the other in this category, yeah. I think.
I think Yvette Nicole Brown is someone that... Sometimes they go with, like, the character actor and someone that's been in the industry for a long time. And then Issa Rae is wildly popular for just being brilliant. And but part of me wonders if Yvette and Issa will split the vote as both being from a Black Lady sketch show, because I think that's a very, not limited, but like I think it has its fans, and that, but it's not as maybe widespread as some of the other shows. Like I'm guessing more people watch Hacks and more people see Maya Rudolph clips go around the internet than they do.
Yeah, and it's for that reason that I think Maya Rudolph will repeat, because it's just name-checking at that point.
Yeah.
You're probably right.
Her Beyonce doing that hot things.
That was amazing. Really,
I couldn't even tell you what she did last year. Isn't that funny? And I used to love SNL.
Well, it's sad to bring her on, too, because you bring on somebody like her or... And you realize just how funny she is and how unfunny everybody else that is currently trying to be on the show actually are, with the some exceptions, right? But Beyonce hot wing skit was amazing.
Take my wig off.
It's fantastic. And the potential spoiler, it's either between Jane Addams or Maya Rudolph. Is that what we're kind of all centering around?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Guest actor.
Oh, God.
Jalal.
I like how every category that we've announced so far, Jalal has had an exclamation of sorts.
He's been like, no. Like, he's been like... Like something like disastrous is happening in the category.
Well, I mean, something disastrous did happen in this category.
What?
What's-his-face got nominated for like 7 seconds screen time. Nope, that's drama. Never mind, that's drama.
We haven't gotten there yet. Yeah. I was going to say that's Yeah, sorry. I know what you mean.
These are, well, here's a disaster. Alec Baldwin, George Chappelle, Morgan Freeman, Daniel Kaluuya, Dan Levy. Jesus fucking Christ.
Thanks. Morgan Freeman is in that episode of The Kaminsky Method for literally 4 minutes.
And he's going to win.
I think he's going to win too.
I think he's going to win too.
He doesn't have an Emmy. Yeah. He's like, come on.
He's Morgan Freeman. Like he's Alec Morgan Baldwin's Freeman. Won before. Dave Chappelle's won before. Dan Levy just came off of that huge win last year. I don't know if Daniel Kaluuya is like, I mean, he's obviously well known, but like, is he there yet to win like an Oscar and an Emmy in the same year? I don't know.
And there's a pretty clear pattern in terms of people winning this category. I mean, there's one exception, but it's like Eddie Murphy last year, 2 years before that, Cat Williams, the year before that, Dave Chappelle, the year before that, Peter Scolari, and then before that is Bradley Whitford. It's like respected names that have been around, you know?
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman fits that very clearly.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's Morgan Freeman too, although I would say if it's not Morgan Freeman, then there's a residual sort of Schitt's Creek love fest in Dan Levy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think people are actually watching these episodes.
No.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Supporting actress? I'll do the nominees. The nominees are Hannah Einbinder, Hacks, A.D. Bryant, Saturday Night Live, Kate McKinnon, Saturday Night Live, Cecily Strong, Saturday Night Live, Juno Temple, Ted Lasso, Hannah Waddingham, Ted Lasso. See how easily that just rolls off the tongue. Rosie Perez, the flight attendant.
I think it has to be Hannah Waddingham, right?
The front runner.
All I know is that poor Hannah Einbinder, if they say Hannah, she's gonna be like, ah!
It's like Sean Connery at the Oscars in 2002 when he said Catherine, and poor Kathy Bates is like, wait, what? And
yeah,
Catherine Zeta-Jones all pregnant and shit, pregnant and shiny, gets up and whatever. They just did Entrapment together. It's fine.
I think it's Hannah Waddingham.
I do too, except for the fact that, not except as in like I'm going against that, but like I think Hannah Einbinder is close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree.
So it's down to a Hannah.
It's down to a Hannah. Or Juno Temple has a lot of really good material this season.
Yes, she does.
I did.
Hannah Einbinder's been everywhere too. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, she has. No, I was going to say that.
Wow. But she was on like Conan's podcast recently, and
sorry, who was
Hannah Einbinder?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she's got that, like, she's Lorraine Newman's daughter, like she's got that going for her too.
Wait, Joey, her saying? In fact a little bit that her character is so grating.
That is interesting, because I do, her character drives me crazy on that show, but she's really good.
Well, it's almost like it balances itself out, because she is grating, but she's also kind of a co-lead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She could have been nominated as a lead, but they screwed that up.
Yeah, I still think she should be lead, and Jean Smart should be supporting.
Okay, that's crazy.
No, it's not. Hannah Einbinder's in like every scene.
Whenever Hannah. Really?
Jeez. I'm sorry. She's really good. I will not, like, I like Hannah Einbinder a lot. I just find Ava to be insufferable.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, so it's between the Hannahs.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No chance of Juno Temple. At one point, we thought she might be the surprise.
Well, she is the funniest performance.
Yeah, she is. It's, yeah. Actual comedy. But people have been talking. I mean, and that's not a slight against anybody else here, but it's people have been talking about Hannah Waddingham all year long.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah, what I do find interesting is Hannah Waddingham and Juno Temple alongside her have been doing a lot of the press and a lot of the events and stuff here in town. It's kind of like they're the faces of the show.
And they did that, like, what was it, the Variety cover together?
It's a beautiful
really
cover, yeah.
Yeah. I really got it in the mail.
If Hannah Waddingham wins this year, then maybe Juno Temple will win hers next year.
I would love that.
Yeah, me too. I'd love that.
All right. Supporting actor, Megan.
We have Carl Clemens Hopkins for Hacks, Kenan Thompson for SNL, Bowen Yang for SNL, Fred Goldstein for Ted Lasso, Brendan Hunt for Ted Lasso, Nick Mohammed for Ted Lasso, Jeremy Swift for Ted Lasso, and Paul Reiser for the Kaminsky Rep Method.
What if it's Paul Reiser?
No.
See, who is Paul Reiser?
No. So what happens?
It has to be Brett Goldstein.
It's Brett, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how many Emmys does Paul Reiser have?
None. He doesn't have one.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Those voters don't know.
Didn't he get something for Mad About Mad You?
No.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I wish he did so we didn't have to have this conversation.
Yeah, no,
he's never won.
He's never won. He's been nominated for like over 10 Emmys.
You think Paul Reiser, really?
I don't think so. I'm just trying to like you know, get into the bomb shelter making in case it happens.
You're
I'm not saying it.
Well, I mean, Ted Lasso has 4 nominees.
Right,
that has
right.
to be like people.
No,
you know,
you're
uniformly,
right.
people across the world have to be like, or all the Television Academy voters have to be like, Brett Goldstein is the standout performance. The other guys just got nominated, and that is their reward. We're not going to vote for them. We're going to vote for him only.
You're right. I think you might. It's probably Paul Reiser then.
He also has like a killer season 2.
Really?
Brett Goldstein, yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant Paul Reiser. I'm like, you watch the Kaminsky Method?
No, I do not.
Do we think that? How much of a threat do we think like Bowen Yang is?
I think he's solidly in second or third.
Okay.
I didn't think he was.
People love him. There was a lot of press about, like, you know, he's the only featured, you know, actor on SNL to ever get nominated. Like, people are excited about his, you know, what he's doing.
I'm sorry, but if he wins before Kenan Thompson, I'm going to freak the fuck out. Like, Kenan needs to be, like, I would think Kenan would be, like, up there.
I don't know. It's just like an SNL actor has never won. Cast member has never won. So
in supporting actor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, outside of that.
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Emphasis
on cast. Yeah. So I just don't think that this is the year for that.
I didn't like. I was like one of the only people who wasn't like crazy about that iceberg sketch.
I didn't watch it. What was he saying?
He was on Weekend Update as the iceberg that sunk the Titanic, but it was like the iceberg was there just to promote his new like electronic pop album, and they were in, and everyone keeps bringing it up that he was the iceberg that sunk the Titanic. He was just like, I put that behind me. I'm just sitting there in the ocean and a few people died. Stuff like
you
that.
Know what's funny is that I wrote a story for one of my writing groups that was about the point of view of the iceberg. And it's like very dramatic. Yeah. I should just post it and be like, copyright.
I'll find it.
Somehow
it
he was.
I will say, heard some rumors that Bowen Yang is just not a nice person, too.
I don't like the way stuff went down. That's all I'm saying.
I heard some rumors. He's kind of a piece of shit.
Well, I think also he, like, whenever someone brings it up to him, he's like, I don't want it. He's flat out said that he doesn't want to win. He's like, give it to Kenan Thompson.
Oh, we really?
Just not give it to either. I'm going to give it to someone who deserves it this year.
Yeah.
By the way, I wrote this thing about the Titanic in 2019. Somebody was slipping into my Google Docs.
Did you check the rest of your old Google Docs to see if there's any other correlations between SNL?
Well, SNL, I don't know if you listened to the This Is Important podcast with the Workaholics guys. They will frequently say something like funny, and then the next week it'll be on SNL. Like there'll be a skit around it, and like it's now like a running joke that they think SNL's listening to them and ripping them off. It's really funny.
Wait, they still have a podcast together, the three of them?
Yeah.
Oh, good for
them. Or actually, Kyle Newacek's on there too. He's really funny. It's the four of them.
Should we move on to lead actress?
Yes.
Sure.
Joey, I'll let you do this one.
Lead actress. Hold on. I didn't have it up, but I'm going to do it.
You can't just say it out of memory.
Well, you know. So it's, I probably could. So it's Jean Smart for Hacks, Kaylee Cuoco for The Flight Attendant, Adi Bryant for Shrill, Allison Janney for Mom, Tracy Ellis Ross for Blackish. That's it, right?
Yes. Was that from memory?
Yes.
Congratulations. Wow. That's excellent.
Wow. Congratulations, or wow, that's sad.
I was thinking that's sad, but
I mean, it has to be Jean Smart. So
yeah.
Jean Smart
or Kaylee Cuoco.
I know
Jean Smart.
I will say, I think that Kaylee Cuoco doesn't get enough credit. I'm sorry, I can't remember if we've talked about this before on the podcast, so just bear with me. But I think Kaylee Cuoco, I feel so bad for her because I listened to an interview. I think it was with Little Gold Men. And where she talked about kind of her creative journey post Big Bang Theory. And she took all the money she made from Big Bang Theory, started this production company, and is really focused on making these kind of like female-centered stories that like you would never expect to come from Kaylee Cuoco. Like she produces and voices that Harley Quinn show. And then she's very creatively involved with The Flight Attendant. And I remember in that interview being surprised with the creative kind of leadership she takes in it. And it's just kind of, I just kind of feel bad for her that kind of gets kind of pushed aside.
Agree.
That sounds aggressive, but yeah.
No, I know what you mean. It's like glossed over. It's I agree.
I do sometimes get a little annoyed when, like, I said this a lot when The Flight Attendant came out, like when people were just like, oh my God, she's actually talented. I was like, you shut the fuck up. Like, she was
funny on Big Bang Theory. I thought she was like one of the best things about that show.
I think she was.
Her and Sheldon. Her and Jim Parsons had great chemistry, I thought.
Yeah, and it sort of like annoyed me that people say that, but I feel like I was fortunate enough to talk to a good amount of people and that were involved with The Flight Attendant, and they literally have like nothing but the nicest things to say about her. I talked to Rosie Perez, and she like got choked up talking about how much she loved Kaylee Cuoco. She was like, she's the most genuine person, like one of the most, I'm not going to quote, I'm going to put words in Rosie Perez's mouth, but she basically said that, Kaylee Cuoco is one of the most, genuine people, honest, sweetest people in the industry that she's ever worked with. And it's just like, I wonder if maybe there's a weird possibility that an upset could happen. I don't think it's going to happen, but I feel like if some,
if
some people say,
it's got to be Kaylee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I would.
Oh, yeah.
And she's fucking amazing in that episode and then the whole season of The Flight Attendant. Mm-hmm. So kill for her to win.
Oh, wow. Do you guys know that? Let me double check this. Okay. Since Veep started winning, best comedy series, I think best actress and comedy series have lined up every year.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, that's right, because it's like, after Veep, it was Fleabag.
Maisel first.
Schitt's Creek. Oh, and Maisel.
Schitt's Creek.
That's not me saying that, Hacks is clearly going to upset. That's just me. That's just, I think, very interesting because you wouldn't think that. It's been a pretty long streak.
Yeah.
That an American football Trump voter is going to bring to an end.
All right. Jalal, why don't you give us the actors?
Yeah. The acting nominees for lead actor in a comedy series are Jason Sudeikis for Ted Lasso, Keenan Thompson for Keenan, Michael Douglas for The Kominsky Method, Anthony Anderson for Blackish, and William H. Macy for Shameless.
It's Jason Sudeikis, right?
Yeah.
And rightfully so, I think.
Yeah, he's great.
I mean, there's no even spoiler here, right? I mean, it's just, there's nothing in the realm of possibility.
No.
Yeah. I mean, maybe Keenan. I don't know.
No, Megan, no.
Like, no. I love Keenan. I'm sorry.
The show or the person? Because that show is not cute.
That show is cute. I like it. I love Keenan Thompson. He's great.
He's our childhood. I don't know. Is that your childhood? That's your childhood too, right?
Like it's my childhood too. Yes.
Okay. No amount of controversy will bring Ted Lasso down.
No, I don't think so.
Fake controversy, I'm going to know.
Agreed. And speaking of which, comedy series, the nominees are Blackish, Cobra Kai, Emily in Paris, Hacks, Pen 15, Ted Lasso, The Flight Attendant, and The Kominsky Method.
I like how you chortled whenever you're Emily in Paris.
I forget that it happens. Like, anytime someone says Cobra Kai or Emily in Paris, I was like, oh, I forgot that's a legitimate thing that happened in the history of the Television Academy.
Jesus. I know.
Now, are we going to discuss my comments about some of the best and worst shows?
Oh, got it.
Well,
okay.
Before we go there, so there's really only, if you look at the nominees for cast, writing, directing, and the comedy series, who can.
And like casting.
Yeah, yeah. Casting, writing, and directing. There's only three that can win, right? Hacks, Flight Attendant, and Ted Lasso. They have all those nominations.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So. It's one of those three. It's Ted Lasso, but it's one of those three.
I agree.
Yeah,
me too. I concur.
So yes, then let's get to the trash.
I mean, where do we start? I mean, Emily in Paris. I feel bad for them at this point. Like, yikes. I
was going to say, Emily in Paris is a fun show. I just don't think it should be here.
Well, it just doesn't make sense that it's here because it wasn't nominated any. It has one other nomination, but that one other nomination isn't even costumes. What is it? Is it production design?
Yeah.
See, like, what's
going on?
It's
like so random. It's like, all right.
And then let's just come out and say it. This season of Blackish was horrendously bad.
Oh, I haven't watched
it's that. It's bad.
Is it?
Bad. Yeah. And it's unfortunate because I was a huge fan of those first like 4 or 5 seasons.
Yeah, I know that Clarence, you and Joey were too, right?
I watched the first like 3 and it's not that I didn't like it. It's just like one of the shows that fell off for me. But it's been kind of hard for me to get pulled back into it. But I would love to see someone like Tracee Ellis Ross win. I don't think she's. I feel bad like at this point. I feel like she's never going to win for that show. Yeah.
I think I've more kind of hate watched it recently.
Oh.
Not hate watched it, but just it's never appointment television. It's not good.
Maybe that'll change next year when it's the final season and they have a direction they want to go in. Because it's just at this point feels directionless.
Well, once that goes, that's pretty much it for network comedy.
Oh, God. They did it to themselves. Wow. They did it to themselves. Oh, my God.
What if he was going to save them? Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist?
Oh, wait.
Obviously not.
No. You're going to cancel it right before the Emmy nomination.
It won a Hollywood Critics Choice Award last night.
Did it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
In one of their 37 categories.
Okay. Actually, I was trying to find the quote that my Emmy Confidential person made about Emily in Paris. I remember it being funny. I just can't remember what he said. But I will have to see if the conversation will finally process so I can read it to you. But it was a derisive comment.
Let's go back to Emily in Paris for a second. What I would just like to know at this point is who voted for it?
That is a good question.
That is a good question.
Yeah.
I think a lot of these things you can understand their nomination. Yeah. So that, I have not met a single person who would vote for that show.
Darren Star people, like his friends? Or Phil Collins' friends? Does he have a lot of clout?
I don't think people like Phil Collins, do you?
I don't know. Malcolm McDowell's sons? Chris, what's his name? Charlie McDowell, maybe?
People do like Charlie McDowell.
Yeah.
So they had to fill 8 slots, and that was just the one that was sitting around?
But they had other options. Ugh. They had writing nominee Girls 5 Eva.
Oh, right.
God, I can't believe that only got one nomination. Like, my God.
Did Mary Steenburgen got, like, everybody to vote for Emily in Paris since that's her future daughter-in-law?
I mean, that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, too. Ted Danson's got pool.
I mean, but Mary Steenburgen couldn't even get her own show in.
That's true. Yeah. But she sacrificed. She's like, I'm doing this for you.
You guys, I have some spicy tea on Mary Steen.
Oh.
Spicy tea on Mary Steen.
Do we want to say that?
Steen. Steve the Steen.
I can't
say,
I can't say that.
I
have to say it off air because it is spicy.
Sorry, listeners.
It is spicy.
One more time. What is it?
No.
All right. So next week we will come back with drama series and close with limited series the week after. And Jalal, hopefully you'll rejoin us for those conversations as well.
I will. Yeah. Mayor 5 Eva. Get it going. Get it trending.
All right, let's move to the flash forward to the media that we're most anticipating in the upcoming week. And Jalal, would you like to go?
Sure. I don't know if I can actually say. I've been watching a show that we all have screeners for on Netflix. Am I allowed to say?
The animated show?
For the fags? No. It's a... I don't know if... Can I say that I'm watching something if the embargo hasn't been lifted yet?
You could say we have screeners for it.
You just can't repeat it, right? Yeah.
I've been watching Maid.
I just got those today.
I kind of want to watch, but now I'm dying to hear what you think about it.
I think that it's very unfortunate that the Golden Globes are not happening this year because someone would have been a shoo-in for a lead actress nominee. Mm. And I think... I don't think it's a perfect show, but I find her performance so captivating that, like, I'm very excited to continue watching. And I'm really excited to see the world's reaction to the show.
What is the show about?
It's based off of a book, I think, but it's about a girl who lives in, like, a low-income family area in northern Washington, in, like, a rural Washington. And she lives in a trailer with her boyfriend, played by Nick Robinson, and he's kind of abusive, and she runs away and, like, takes her child with her in the night. And she gets a job as a maid, and she works for Anika Noni Rose. And it's her, and then it turns into, like, a custody battle, a story about abuse. And there are things that remind me of Unbelievable from a couple years ago on Netflix. I think there are elements of just, like, style that are very similar. And it's just very captivating. It's very good performances. Mary Steen, or not Mary Steen, what's her face, plays her mom.
Annie McDowell.
Annie McDowell plays her mom in a really interesting performance. But it's just like, yeah, like, I just think this could be a game changer for, I'm forgetting her name. Oh, my God.
Emmy nominee Margaret Qualley.
And I just kind of, I don't know. I'm just very excited to see how everyone reacts to it. And I'm really excited to continue watching it.
Oh, interesting. I can't wait to watch it now.
I saw the trailer, and when it first started, I was like, oh, I'm going to hate this. But I found myself, by the end of the trailer, I was like, oh, my God, I need to watch that. So I don't know. It was just like, I don't know. It's, yeah.
Well, Joey, since you're talking, would you like to list yours?
Sure. Well, now I'm going to put Maid on the top of my list. And there are two shows coming out this week that I've started, but I would like to finish. Only Murders in the Building, which I think is very charming and very, I don't say quaintly put together, but I love, I love Steve Martin. And there's nothing more joyous to me than the sound of Martin Short screaming. whether that is like a high-pitched scream or he's just yelling at somebody. I just love Martin Short. So that's coming out tomorrow on the 31st. And then the show that I started watching that I thought was going to be a little bit more campy, but I'm still enjoying it, is Q-Force, which is an animated show about homosexual spies, I guess you would say. It has like a predominantly queer cast, like Sean Hayes and she's not gay, but Laurie Metcalf does a voice.
She's not gay.
I don't think so.
No.
I mean,
are we sure?
Gage. No, I'm not actually. I will be full admit.
I'm pretty sure she's not.
So I mean, that comes
do
out
we
on
know
Netflix.
Deep in her heart how she feels though?
No, we didn't.
I don't know deep in her heart, but okay. I know from her Wikipedia. That,
you said that? So it was such earnestness. I don't know what's in her heart. So that's coming out. And there's a movie coming out this week. What am I? I haven't seen Candyman yet. I want to do a double feature of Candyman and The Night House with Rebecca Hall, which I think that looks amazing. And there's another movie, but I can't think of what it is.
It's got to be Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings.
No.
I can't even say that.
Well, there's what the fuck? I'm just gonna pull up on IMDb, but it's I don't know. I feel like there's gonna be a lot of catch up for me. I'm still trying to watch The Handmaid's Tale, and every time I start to watch it, I'm just like, but I want to. Oh, I know what I want to watch. This is a really random movie that I sent the trailer to Megan to, and she never responded to me. How dare you? There is a movie coming out. Called Karen.
I thought I did respond.
Don't give that movie money.
Yeah.
Is Taryn Manning
a Trump voter?
Oh, never mind. I don't want to watch it then. Okay, never mind. I take it back.
Those teeth do not lie.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, what does that mean? Explain it, please.
She looks like a Trump voter.
Okay. We're speculating. We should bring her on and be like, "Are you a Trump?"
I'm pretty sure she.
No, she got in a lot of trouble on the internet. She had like a meltdown on Instagram.
I had
a meltdown on Instagram.
She was born in Virginia, but she looks like she was born in West Virginia.
Well, let me take it back then. Instead of Karen, there was a movie that I missed at Outfest called "We Need to Do Something." That's coming out, I think, in a limited release, where it's about a family gets caught in their house after, I think, a tornado, and there's no sign of rescue, and then they realize that there might be something, like there's a threat outside. I don't even know what it is. So that was like a film that I missed at Outfest when it the last couple of weeks. So I will watch that if it is available.
Excellent. That's it. Megan?
I got a book in the mail to read. It's coming out soon. It's Anvil's
Mail.
Yeah. Anvil's Mallets and Dynamite, the unauthorized biography of Looney Tunes. So I'm excited to start that eventually. I'm almost done with Casey Wilson's memoir, and I'm also reading Brian Rafferty's Best Movie Year Ever, which I'm enjoying. Yeah. So I'm reading those at the same time. So I need to whittle down just to one book eventually. But, and then I finished Dave season 2, which was really interesting. And I am going to start watching Impeachment Screeners. I would like to watch, I love the, oh God, I would like to watch the Bob Ross Happy Accidents.
I don't know if I want to watch
documentary. I'm curious, but I'm also like, I don't know if this is going to make me upset. excuse me. I would like to watch the, Only Murders in the Building. And there was something else on Hulu that, that I was looking forward to watching too, that I can't remember right now. But oh,
was it that video of Evan Peters and What's Her Face with the Eye doing karaoke, the Islands of the Stream on Hulu?
No, I don't. What is that?
It's just a video of Evan Peters and Fiona Shaw. What's her name?
Oh my God, Balenciaga. Why am I? What the fuck? What the fuck is her name?
American oh Fiona Shaw. Clarence, Conroy. Jump in and help us.
Frances Conroy.
Oh, I didn't know. I have no idea what that is. I'm sorry. Is this American Horror Story something or another?
American Horror Story something.
Something or another. I have not watched that. I will say I've been watching Nine Perfect Strangers and enjoying it. So I've got to catch up with that. That was what I was thinking of. And then that's probably about it for this week. There's some stuff coming next week that I'm excited to talk about, but I'll wait till next week.
Excellent. I've been catching up on a couple of things. I have seen the first two episodes, well, the two published episodes of the other two, which I'm finding very funny. And I have watched American Horror Story double feature. The first series is Red Tide. And it's fine.
I have a theory.
What's your theory?
Anyone else, when they watch the season of American Horror Story, get Secret Window vibes?
What does that mean?
That Johnny Depp movie?
Oh.
I never saw it.
I remember it was very controversial. I believe EW gave it like a D, and Joey was very upset.
I was very, and I was really excited to watch it, and then I watched it, and I was like, oh, that was fine.
You were I remember you were shattered when that review came out.
I was so excited to see that movie.
Yeah.
I definitely have been, I've been waiting. I don't know what the secret, what did you say? Secret garden?
Secret window.
Secret window. Sorry.
I love that musical.
I don't know what that connection is, but I have been watching it.
I'll just read you the bio or that little thing of Secret Window, and you can put two and two together. A successful writer in the midst of a painful divorce is stalked at his remote lake house by a would-be scribe who accuses him of plagiarism.
Oh, that does sound like, yeah.
No, I'm thinking it's more, it's more something like Roanoke, where it's the show within the show again.
You think that he writes the second part?
Something like that, yeah.
Interesting.
But it has to be something to it. I just think it's going pretty dark, even for American Horror Story, at the end of the second episode. So, I don't know. It's a little unsettling.
Oh, my gosh. I can't remember if I saw both episodes or just the second or just the first one now. Oh, well.
I will say... it's pretty funny watching Sarah Paulson get all in makeup and just basically walk around screaming motherfucker the whole time. That's her entire role.
She's like, I want a light season, Ryan. Will you write me something light?
Well, part of me thinks there's something more to this season than the fact that Sarah Paulson got in all that trouble for shit-talking Ryan Murphy a couple of months ago for the writing of Roanoke. And I'm just like, well, something has to be going on here for to make Sarah Paulson come back. Because at this point, I don't see it.
Oh, we shall see. So does that do it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, let's get the hell out of here. So we are the 3Ms and special guest Jalal Haddad, and of course contributors Joey Moser, Megan McLaughlin, and me, Clarence Moy, thanking you for joining us, asking you to remember to rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you find us, and wishing you a very pleasant tomorrow.